Welcome, everybody. Good morning. Great to have you all with me today. I've got someone on the line with me that's going to talk about a new technology that's being developed or has been developed that's really going to benefit a quality of life for a lot of folks. I'm speaking with Patrice Macquarie. He's the president of a company called M-Finders, and they have developed a technology which helps locate children with autism who may have run off, or seniors or people with Alzheimer's or dementia who may have wandered off. And it's a really unique device, and one that I think is going to make life a lot better for a lot of folks. So, Patrice, thank you so much for joining me today. Great to have you.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure to speak to your audience.
Yeah, you know, tell me a little bit about what this device is really all about and sort of how it came to be, and then we can talk a little bit more about how it works and all that.
Great, thanks, Barbara. I mean, the origins of the company and, of course, the solution are based on a growing challenge and problem for caregivers around the country and around the world. You have two very large groups of individuals with cognitive impairments, seniors with Alzheimer's and children with autism, and both of those groups have the members of those groups have a tendency to wander, to run off, creating obvious concern and alarm for caregivers and tremendous risk for the individuals themselves.
Right.
The statistics are staggering in terms of the number of seniors with Alzheimer's, many of whom, there's over 5 million in the United States estimated to be afflicted with the disease, and many of those, up to 50% or more, will wander, meaning they'll wander off from their home or from their assisted living community or from their long-term care community. And, of course, it creates a tremendous risk for the caregiver and, of course, for the individual. The same is true with children. Again, a very large number of children, unfortunately, are afflicted with autism in the United States. And many of the children are not able to call 911, are not able to discern where they may be. And, of course, if they're not with their caregiver, they're at tremendous risk. And so that was the problem that we looked at and saw and realized that there was nothing that addressed that effectively in the marketplace.
Right.
So we built the technology and created a device and of course a service behind it. Device is a small watch size device that's worn on the wrist. It's a secure band, meaning it can't be removed, and it's attached to the person with the impairment. The service behind it, essentially, it's a miniature cell phone, but it has absolutely no display, and it has no keypad or anything like that. It's designed to be activated by our service by the caregiver. The caregiver would call 911 and call us, and then within 30 minutes or less that individual will be found by first responders based on the location that the device provides. It's a very high accuracy location technology. It's not GPS. In fact, it's even more accurate. It works in building. It works under bridges. It works in forests, etc.
Yeah, that's really critical because you know, there's a lot of areas where people can wander where there's not good cell phone service.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, you know, we have coverage around 93% of the United States, and we work very closely with our network partners to ensure we get the accuracy of that location. And so we've had almost 100 rescues in the past 12 months, 100% success rate, some marvelous stories of individuals being reunited with their families, again, with the assistance of law enforcement and first responders.
Right. Well, and I think one of the things that's so unique about it is the service part of it, because, as you say, the person, you know, the caregiver doesn't have to go searching the streets, listening for somebody or trying to track them. You know, they can call in rescue personnel or firefighters or police or whatever is necessary to track this person down, and they can stay at home and sort of be that point person, so they don't have to actually get out there in their car and drive around looking for someone.
Yeah, in fact, that is a tremendous burden for caregivers. We had a rescue, we had several rescues this past weekend. There was a gentleman in Massachusetts who wandered off. Of course, it was very cold. It's the winter in Massachusetts, as one would expect. He didn't have a jacket. He had a light shirt on. His wife called in. He's of course a senior citizen. That is the last case where you'd want an individual driving around,
sure,
trying to find someone. So he was found in 11 minutes.
Oh my goodness!
So, unscathed, and he was fine and reunited with his loved ones. So it was again, we have these stories every week, and they're marvelous. And it really takes the burden and provides that peace of mind to the caregiver, to the community. And even to institutions that have, for example, seniors with in memory care.
Right. I'm speaking with Patrice Macquarie. He's the president of MFinders, a company that's developed a really wonderful new technology for helping to locate people who have wandered off, children with autism who have run off. You know, one of the reasons I think I'd mentioned earlier that struck me about this is I do have some very dear friends back in Los Angeles who have a little boy with autism, and man, that kid is fast. You know, he climbs. So these poor parents, you know, they're faced with having to install the little sensors on the front door and the back door and the sliding doors and, you know, all the entrances to the house. But then, you know, once the child, now he's 10, so he gets out the front door, man, and he's gone. And they're just running all over the place trying to find him. And, you know, there's traffic and, you know, people with swimming pools and all kinds of stuff. So it is a real, this device is really, I'm sure, saving lots of lives as well, because you can't always find the person fast enough.
No, and the children can be very resourceful in terms of running off.
Oh, yeah.
Will hide. We had an individual, a young child just a few weeks ago, who managed to find an abandoned trailer and was hiding in the trailer. And we had the police had the precise location of the individual, and they didn't suspect he was in the trailer, but sure enough, there he was. A week later, the same child wandered off again, and before the first responders even were out the door, we were able to confirm that the child was still in the school where the child was going. So,
wow.
Saved them a trip, and of course it saved the family the concern and the alarm of the missing child.
Right. Now, in the case of kids that do go to school, I would assume that during the school day, the teacher or the principal or somebody at the school would have the ability to call for help, right? They wouldn't have to relay the message to the parent and have the parent make the phone call.
That's right. There's a list of caregivers that can be provided. It's all web-based. So, of course, you could set up the registration very simply, and you provide a list of individuals who can be notified and also who can call in for the information. The list of caregivers, of course, they would know the child or the individual is missing, the senior is missing, and they would simply call 911 and then call our service. And, of course, all we need is the basic name of the individual, and we can look them up and, of course, activate the 911 part of the device. The device is always on. It's never designed to be turned off.
Mm-hmm.
The 911 part is the unique element whereby we trigger the device and require it and make the device generate a 911 call, which has, of course, location data sent directly to the dispatchers in the local 911 centers.
Wow. So you said it, and there's no battery that ever wears out or anything?
There is a battery. It does require charging. The battery lasts about 4.5 days, and one of the services we provide is we do send battery alerts, low battery alerts. We'll actually call the families or the caregivers and give them a heads up that the battery is low, you know, within 12 hours.
Just wow.
Put it on the charger. It takes about an hour to charge, and often when an individual is resting or at lunchtime, they can charge the battery very quickly. And so it's a very convenient, handy. But the battery is very much like a cell phone battery.
That's amazing. What peace of mind for people out there that are really struggling through a lot of this stuff. You know, you have so much to contend with when you're caring for a child with autism or a senior citizen with Alzheimer's or dementia. There's just so many things to think about and do and worry about. And at least this takes that, you know, that stress off of them, and I'm sure it's something that is much appreciated by them.
You know, it's such a rewarding part of the business. I mean, it is. You know, we're a wonderful service for individuals and families and communities. And I listen in to many of the calls that our customer care folks are on, and you know, they're heartwarming to hear some of the stories. And of course, when an emergency does happen, our team is on point, and we're really responsive, try to make sure that we're helping the family go through the whole ordeal and make it as painless as possible.
Right, right. I'm speaking with Patrice Macquarie. He's the president of MFinders, a company that's now creating, and they have created, and they are manufacturing these devices that will help locate a person who has wandered off or a child who's run off and having some really dramatic rescues. What are some of the other, you know, more dramatic ones that you can share with us?
Well, there's so many, and there's one that sort of jumps to mind, which is almost epic, because it was actually in, I think, where you used to live, Barbara, in L.A. County. We had an individual who, a senior citizen, a gentleman with Alzheimer's, who got onto a bus in L.A. County and was reported missing. And at that point, the L.A. County sheriffs and the California Highway Patrol were able to locate the individual. And we were telling them that, no, we think he's on a bus, because obviously he's moving at a higher rate of speed. And so he actually the California Highway Patrol followed the bus, and rather than alarm him, pulling the bus over, they simply went to the next bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
The bus, there they were, and no lights, no sirens, and they escorted him home. So,
wow.
He did repeat, and there is that tendency for individuals to walk
sure.
again. And he actually got onto the California, the LA subway, which.
Oh no.
Which again.
Fortunately doesn't go very many places.
Oh, that's right. And it was sort of surprising. But again, he was found, quite readily. And, we do see cases of, some cases where individuals will wander multiple times, but, every time we're able to help locate them. And it does, you know, it's a tremendous benefit for the families as well as for first responders. Of course, they, the resources involved and of course the time to bring someone home safely, are great benefits to the community and to the family.
Sure, sure. And one other practical question, is the device fairly affordable? Because, you know, there's a lot of folks, seniors on fixed incomes that might find it helpful.
You know, we've priced it as affordably as possible. There is a cost for us on the service side, to run and manage that aspect. The devices today are priced $199. And the service plans start at $25 a month, for the service. And that includes, of course, the full 24-hour monitoring, access to our customer care, and of course, all the alerts and alarms, and then support during an actual emergency.
Right. Well, if people want to get more information about MFinders and possibly get a hold of one of these devices, how can they do that?
The best way is to start with the web. MFinders.com, www.mfinders.com.
And that's EM, right? It's not the letter M. It's MFinders.
MFinders.com. Right. Our tagline is locate the lost, and our website has a number of all the information you need. We also have our customer service and customer care can be reached at 1-800-266-8172, and they can provide. They're wonderful folks, and they're very dedicated, and they'll provide all the information and help people understand exactly what the product does and give them any information they need. So. We certainly are very interested in chatting with your audience.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, it's really going to take some pressure off because, the population is aging, and someday we're all going to get to a point where some of us may be diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, and this is a way to give our family members and our loved ones some peace of mind.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful service. And thank you, Barbara, for giving us the time to speak to your audience.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I wish you a lot of luck. I know you're traveling the country talking about MFinders, and so travel safe, and good luck with it. It sounds like it's going to be something that will lend itself to other permutations as well. So I look forward to hearing more from you guys.
We're very excited. And again, it's been a pleasure, and hopefully we've been informative for your audience.
Yep. Thank you so much.